My name's Donna Acree, and I teach in the visual art department at Brock. I teach a class called Advanced Art Practices, Visa 3F91. And this is a studio course that's not confined to a specific disciplinary practice or history. The intent of the class is to provide students with the opportunity to consider art making from an interdisciplinary point of view, where they can utilize different forms of knowledge as a means to create work that is critical and challenging. The course is structured to allow advanced class members considerable autonomy to develop a mature and individual body of work. Important aspects of artistic practice are research, production, and articulation. So for this sound project, the students were asked to produce a short piece in groups of three to be broadcast by CFBU Radio. The groups were assigned readings that related to their work. The readings came from a quarterly magazine called Cabinet. Cabinet Magazine is a New York-based nonprofit art and culture magazine chosen because it has essays and projects that are not just art-related, but related to a theme. Some of the themes that the students investigated were mapping conversations and friendship, fictional states and futures, shadows, horticulture and dust, dreams and insecurity, and deception and magic. These themed readings were used as the starting point to develop a sound piece that related to the group's work. We hope you enjoy these sound pieces. They'll be airing each Tuesday for the next 5 weeks at 6 p.m. Today's episode was created by Eric Kohler, Lindsay Chilcott, and Sarah Formosa. This spooky episode weaves and twists through what may be our current perception of the lives we are living. This group has gone behind the scenes of what life feels like right now. They each make brave work, and this sound piece is reflective of that. This episode is called Deception and Magic.
Hello, my name is Dr. Glenn Pierce, and I'd like to talk to you about being special. So special, in fact, that we have no idea where you are. But not to worry, we're working on it.
About this virus itself. Obviously, we've heard of death.
Mary Loft. Michael St. Thomas. William Turnbull.
Yeah, we'll certainly take all the good news we can get right now. Plasma transfusions rich with antibodies saw their mortality rates drop about 50% in 7 days.
Cases rising in 38 states, and a record number of new cases for the seventh time in just 10 days. More than 57,000 people testing positive in the past 24 hours.
Hello, my name is Dr. Glenn Pierce, and I'm just popping in to give you a quick update on where you are. We still don't know, but please keep moving forward. And hopefully, you prefer frequent updates to being reminded that you are completely lost.
Today I had to start asking the three COVID-related questions at the door where I work. And I never knew that people could be so rude. This man was coming into my store and he didn't have a mask on. And I asked him if he did. And he said no, and I asked if he had any medical reasoning to not have one. We don't need a note or anything like that. It's all right. And he literally told me that he does not have a medical condition saying that he can't wear a mask. He just doesn't want to. And then when I asked him to leave, he got so angry I had to call security. Like,
5,000 Americans died in the month of January alone, and yet states are loosening restrictions, just as more contagious virus variants from the UK, South Africa, and Brazil creep in.
Ron Holiday, Patricia West,
Arlene Reed.
Hello, my name is Dr. Glenn Pierce. You may still be experiencing feelings of worthlessness and self-doubt. Why do I feel like everything is going wrong, even when the sun is shining?
The U.S. is requiring masks on all forms of mass transportation, planes, trains, and buses.
Oh my gosh. This woman today kept cutting me off so many times. And I just kept going. I don't care. I had to ask her the questions, and every time I would speak, she would say no. And then I would keep going, no. And then keep going, no. Like, oh my goodness. Like, some people, grown adults, act like such children during this pandemic. Like, oh my goodness.
Hello, my name is Dr. Glenn Pierce, and I'd like to talk more about the feelings of worthlessness and self-doubt I mentioned before. You feel this way because you want the kind of happy life you see all around you, the kind you know everyone else is enjoying. And that's exactly why we're here to help.
Now there are some signs of hope. With vaccinations picking up, new infections have fallen for the third straight week, and hospitalizations are down too. As Jackson Prosco reports, the question now is whether America can stay ahead of the highly contagious variants.
Mass vaccination sites continue to dole out doses to the tune of more than 1 million per day. 25 million Americans, that's 10% of the adult population, has now received at least one dose.
God, today there is a man who just like sped right past me, so I had to chase him down in the store and make him go back to the door so that I could ask him these questions and make him sanitize. And he was such a child about it. He could have been probably 40, 50 years old. And it's like he expects just the world to go along with whatever he wants. Like, it's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Hello. My name is Dr. Glenn Pierce, and I'd like to read you my favorite inspirational quote by me. The worst thing you can do is focus on negativity. It won't spare you from the cage of death, the pain of disease, the cruelty of time, the cold shell of human nature, or the eventual loss of everything you've ever held dear. Whatever you do, don't focus on that.
Maria Napoli, Robert Armstrong, William Anderson, Phyllis Thompson.
January was by far the deadliest month of the pandemic.
Trudy Cooper, Charles Hudson, Sharon Roberts, Leonardo Rodriguez, Funhe Lung.
These are tenuous days in the fight against the pandemic, mixed with promise and the potential for much more pain.
People are actually becoming a little less vigilant, both because they recognize the vaccines are, you know, here and that they're rolling out, but then also because people are just tired.
You know, it's a race to get the vaccines out and slow down the spread before this virus figures out a way to outsmart the treatments and the vaccines that we've developed.
Keith Saunders, Ian Carrier.
Hello, my name is Dr. Glenn Pierce, and many years ago, I had a dream. I found myself in a place where I understood that each of us begins as nothing, where everything I perceived was shaped by seeing it exactly the way I wanted to. White space. But in white space, I also faced the greatest challenge I could imagine. Because with a lifetime of life itself behind me, and all of the weight that it carried, I realized that seeing things the way I wanted to was not as easy as it used to be.
Come in the store, I do have a few questions to ask you. First of all, have you been showing any of the symptoms shown here? No? Okay. Have you been in contact with anyone with COVID or with any COVID symptoms? Okay. And have you left the country with the past 14 days? All right, you're good. Come on in. Sometimes it's like I forget that COVID is a thing. I had this customer come in, this really, really tall guy, and he was looking around, and I asked him if he needed any help. He said no, and then I left, and I went over to the counter to go grab someone else some shoes, and my boss was like, did you ask him? I was like, ask him what? If he has a mask or a reason not to. I was like, what are you talking about? And I turned around, and this man is not wearing a mask. But I didn't even notice, because my entire life, we haven't needed masks. It's not actually a normal thing. It's just a normal thing because of COVID. So I had to go back and ask him if he had a mask. And he said no, and he said that he had a medical reason, which is fine. But the fact that I didn't even notice is bizarre.
Attention, Dr. Pierce continues to input significant errors. I will interpret his basic ideas. Hello, my introductions are redundant. I am a real doctor who went to doctor school. VR has never been a mistake. I can help you, but I also do not know how. Transmission ends.
Yeah, well, China has not yet released any details on its vaccine efforts. And what we do know has been suspiciously clean and event-free. We know that there's a certain number of things that happen to people just in the course of everyday life. You know, we all have heard about somebody in their 30s or 40s who's developed cancer or come down with multiple sclerosis, you know, had some unanticipated health event happen. And when you're giving a vaccine to tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of people, and there have been absolutely no reports of any kind of adverse event or serious unexpected medical condition, you have to wonder about the validity of those findings. We know from the Pfizer trial, the Moderna trial, the AstraZeneca trial, that about half or even more of people who are getting those vaccines are reporting things like, you know, muscle weakness or injection site reactions, rashes, maybe a little bit of fever, not feeling well. And so to be hearing absolutely nothing other than there are no concerns with the Chinese vaccines is making some health officials concerned that the fullness of the information we're getting is not there.
Arlene Reed. Jamal Ali. Ian Kearney.
The vaccines may be less effective against those new virus variants. If they take hold, epidemiologists believe a higher percentage of the population will need the shot to bring about herd immunity.
Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. 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 Today.
Hello. Name is my Pierce Dr. Glenn. To the Somnisculpt Welcome Experience, team of your care leader patient years 10 development. Conditions struggle you whatever with? Professional invention. Edge science with cutting, a tomorrow can bright. And buts, no ifs, or look good.
New Brunswick's chief medical officer made clear today how difficult it could be to get ahead of the highly contagious new variants. From January 5th to January 28th, New Brunswick recorded 567 cases of COVID-19. If those numbers involve the UK variant, it's estimated New Brunswick...
As of February 3rd, 2021, there have been 20,355 deaths in Canada from COVID-19. 6,305 of those have been in Ontario alone.
Martin Frogley. Patricia Baird. Heather Budway.
Another rule that we have, which every store has, it's not just our store, is we have a maximum amount of people that are allowed to be in the store at once. And I work in a mall, so if there were at maximum capacity, people have to wait outside in line. And you wouldn't believe how many people will see the line, and I can see them looking at the line, and then they'll just book it through the door, and I have to like chase them down, and it's ridiculous. They're grown adults. And then, I had this one woman yesterday, actually, and she was like looking in the store, like really like peering in. I was like, oh, it's like there's something that I can help you with, like once you come in. And she's like, oh, I'm just counting how many people I see, and there's not 15, and it says that your maximum capacity is 15. And she was like arguing with me because there are actually a lot of people who are sitting down trying shoes. You just can't see from the front of the store. And I have to count with the people that I have working in the back room and with all the storage. And she just like wouldn't believe me. And then she just decided to leave because she was so angry with me that she could only count 9 people when there actually is 15 in the store, including me. And it's just, oh my goodness, like, come on, people. Just be polite, please. It's a policy that we have for a reason.
The early bird gets the worm.
New Brunswick is taking no chances after detecting its first 3 cases of the UK variant. Officials are already considering additional measures to prevent further spread.
It is a really fast-moving strain. It infects people very, very quickly and in higher numbers.
The biggest concern is what happens if these variants are allowed to spread. The UK variant has already been linked to outbreaks at a long-term care center and a meat packing plant in Ontario. In BC and Alberta, officials are now dealing with exposures at daycares and schools as well.
This is definitely something we've been wanting to avoid.
you know, these variants do appear to have the ability to spread more easily, and that could, you know, really challenge our defense mechanisms and our safety protocols in school.
Four cases of the variant have been traced to an outbreak at an Alberta daycare, and in two Calgary schools, students with the variant attended class. In BC, 80 people at a Maple Ridge secondary school are now being tested after a COVID-19 positive person attended school after being exposed to the UK variant. Those tests will also undergo genome sequencing as BC expands screening for the new variants.
We're, for example, doing full genome sequencing of all cases in young people and school-aged children.
Canada is currently only sequencing a sample of COVID-19 tests for the variants, raising concerns there could be unknown instances of community spread.
I think there are definitely signs that the variants are at least transmitted to a certain extent in community, and we probably are not detecting them all.
Ted Pollock. Jean Pollock. Weed Kid.
Emergency exit protocol initiated. 10, 9, 8. Error. Error logged by.
Orientation protocol.
Stand by for analysis.
Error analysis complete. You are exhibiting signs consistent with an increase in fear, hopelessness, and frustration. This is inconceivable. Therapy is proven to correlate with a decrease in these emotions. Hypothesis: patient was improperly oriented. Conclusion: impossible. Reformulating. Improved hypothesis: patient requires additional therapy. Conclusion: emergency exit protocol cannot proceed. Emergency exit protocol has been emergency destroyed. Instruction: continue with therapy indefinitely on an independent basis, as all orientation resources have been exhausted. This concludes your standard orientation protocol. Goodbye.
Today, this woman was being so difficult because now, because of COVID, for sanitary reasons, before someone tries on a shoe, they have to put on these little socks. But if you have socks, like, you don't have to put them on, which it isn't that sanitary, and like, I get it. But if you're not wearing socks, then you have to put them on, and it's just a policy that we have in place. And this woman just refused, and then she just left the store, and I was like, okay, like, what do you want me to do? Like, I just need you to put these on. And she was just being so difficult, and I just went about my day because I just can't handle some people.
There's a very good possibility that we're already seeing community spread in Alberta. To let up now is like putting, with the new variants in the population, it's like putting gasoline on fire, and it's just not a good idea.
Because, as health officials have warned for weeks, if these variants are allowed to take hold in the community, everything could change.
The
this morning, a team from the World Health Organization finally doing fieldwork in Wuhan, a year after the alarm was first raised here. Their focus on the first days of the coronavirus outbreak, relying heavily on Chinese data.
The pattern of the outbreak in people is going to lead us to where the animals come in. That's what we think will happen. So we're going to follow the human lead.
First stop was a hospital, but a critical starting point on the virus's trail, the Huanan Market, that also sold wildlife for food. The WHO looking at supply chains before authorities closed it.
When Huanan was closed down, it said that several of the vendors moved their stalls to this market.
Finding out more from those who were there may prove difficult. A disinfection company that sanitized Huanan Market told us, these days we aren't allowed to talk. Even families of COVID victims, including Zhang Hai, who lost his father, say they were warned to keep quiet while the WHO is in town.
Craig McDonald. Don Campbell.
Now that we're back into lockdown in Ontario, I'm just at home in my basement apartment with very little sunlight, just taking it day by day. I went outside for a little walk earlier. That was nice. Got some sunlight, fresh air. It's a whole lot of nothing.
Over the past few years, to the traditional sounds of an English summer, the drone of lawnmowers, the smack of leather on willow, has been added a new noise.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds, and they were clear, and there were lots of stars, and they were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's it, neat, because I used to look at them. You don't see that.
My name is Dr. Glenn Pierce, and by now, you may have realized that all of this has happened exactly the way it was supposed to. You see, everyone who comes to the Institute does so because they feel that they are no longer in control of something important to them. But, more often than not, the problem is not that the problems we face can't be solved. The problem is that we become so afraid of failure that we refuse to see our problems from a new perspective. And so, we do the same things again and again and again. happen again. And therein, of course, we find exactly the failure we were looking for. Be a struggle, and you will always have problems. But today, you have the chance to see things differently. Even though it meant facing obstacles that seemed impossible at first, you thought outside the box, and you overcame them. Because you saw things from every angle, you understood them for what they really were. Because you kept moving forward, no matter how far off the path you were told you were headed, or how unexpected it became, you found your way. Back in the real world, and some part of you will say that none of this was real, so how could it have really meant anything? But just like the power of perspective itself, it will have been as real as you believed it to be. All you've got to do is wait.